Chapter 2. Connor sat at a table near the bar in the Ivy Room of the Auckland Club, the exclusive private members' club that his friend Kahu owned. It was Thursday night, which meant drinks with Kahu and Eleanor, his other law school friend, plus their respective partners. He normally enjoyed Thursday nights. It was a chance to catch up with his friends and relax, let the leash slip a little. He'd been especially looking forward to it this week since the murder case he was working on was tough and had been occupying rather more space in his brain than it should have. Yet he found he just couldn't relax like he normally would have. He was wound up, antsy, tense. It was all Victoria's fault. If she hadn't turned up at the Law Society drinks the week before, if she hadn't turned her back on him and walked out, he would have been fine. He certainly wouldn't have had this inexplicable anger burning dully away inside him, like the embers of a smouldering fire. An anger that had prompted him to say things he'd never meant to say. Like telling her he wasn't going to sign those papers. Like telling her it wasn't over. Stupid bloody thing to say. Because it was over. And no wonder she'd turned her back on him and walked out without another word. She knew a lie when she heard it. So why the hell had he said it in the first place?
"You're particularly broody tonight," Kahu said,
taking a sip of his beer and eyeing him.
"Or maybe pissed is more accurate."
"I'm not pissed."
"Damn liar."
His friend's dark, skeptical gaze gave him the once over.
"Still haven't signed those divorce papers, huh?"
Connor had told Kahu about Victoria's divorce proceedings in a moment of weakness. He didn't normally share things like that with his friend, mostly because once he'd started with one secret, pretty soon he'd spill all of them, and there was no way he was going down that road. Certainly he regretted telling Kahu, mainly because he didn't want to have to explain why he still hadn't signed the papers. Jesus, he couldn't even explain that to himself, let alone someone else. No wonder last week Victoria had looked at him like he'd just dropped in from Mars. And that had made him even angrier. He wasn't used to explaining or justifying himself, and the fact that he felt so oddly inarticulate in front of her had been fuel to the fire inside him. Being inarticulate was not a good trait in a lawyer. It hadn't helped he'd also been very conscious of her perfume on the balcony, a complex, subtle scent beneath the fumes from the road below and the salt on the air from the sea. Over the years, he'd made himself ignore it, so that these days he barely even registered it. But something to do with his anger and her turning up out of the blue like that had triggered a sudden, intense awareness of the smell of magnolia blooms and rain, like a tropical thunderstorm, full of sharp static and drowned flowers. He didn't want to be conscious of that scent, or of the way that deep red blouse of hers had pulled across her breasts when she breathed in, or the way her mouth, almost the same colour as her blouse, had tightened when he'd told her he wasn't signing the papers. His desire for her was a need he'd conquered years ago, so he shouldn't have been so physically aware of her now. And yes, that failure had made him angrier still. So he'd said no, told her he wouldn't be signing her damn papers. And he didn't give a damn whether she was leaving the country or not. He'd sign those papers only when he was good and ready. And he wasn't ready.
"You want to punish her?"
The thought made him extremely uncomfortable, so he ignored it.
"No," he said flatly. "I haven't signed the papers."
Kahu took another sip from his bottle.
"Why not?"
His friend's gaze had shifted to the woman behind the bar, a small, slender, strawberry blonde who was currently standing on the tips of her Converse sneakers as she chatted with Eleanor, also at the bar ordering more drinks. Lily, Kahu's young dancer. Connor hadn't approved, and he still didn't. Not that Kahu gave a damn about his approval. But there was something about the open hunger in his friend's eyes whenever he looked at Lily that Connor found appalling.
"You're not appalled. You're jealous,"